This is Army Master Sergeant Revis Taylor with the 1st Air Cavalry Division in the Republic of Vietnam. We're speaking with Specialist 4 Richard Arden, a team leader with Company H Rangers, 75th Infantry Airborne with the 1st Air Cavalry Division. And Rick, you've just completed a mission. Suppose you tell us something about it, please.
Okay, I was working for 2nd Brigade of the 1st Air Cav. They put us in an area far north in 2nd Brigade near Cambodia where they want us to recon an area where there hadn't been any U.S. troops for about 5 years. They wanted us to check it out and find out what was up there. After we inserted, we moved west toward a road that was on our map to check it out and see if the enemy was using it. On the way, we found looked like a pretty good, well-used trail. So I marked it on my map and then went to check out the road and came back to the trail 2 days later and set up an ambush on it. About 2 o'clock that afternoon, we had 6 come down and engaged the ambush. Killed 3 of them and had a firefight, and we had helicopters come on station. They killed 8 more.
Were the North Vietnamese in any special type formation as they came down this trail into your ambush?
No, they were just walking behind each other.
After you had sprung the ambush, about how long were you engaged in this firefight?
About 1 hour.
And did it complete the mission for you once you'd killed the North Vietnamese?
No, after the contact broke, we had to move out on the trail, check the bodies.
Well, you Rangers travel in very small groups. You're in hostile territory. Once you see that perhaps you may need assistance, does it take very long for that assistance to arrive on the scene?
No. When we set up beside a trail, we call back and tell them whether we're just going to monitor or ambush. And when we call in, tell them we're in contact, they get support out right away.
Well, I would imagine being a Ranger takes a special kind of courage. Do you get very lonesome out there?
I don't know about the special kind of courage, but sometimes it does get pretty lonely.
What about your supplies? Do you carry all you need on one mission?
That's right. We carry all our food and water and everything we need. Sometimes the packs we carry weigh up to 90 pounds.
And that's a heavy load for you. A moment ago, you mentioned that helicopter gunships came to your assistance. How long did it take them to arrive on the scene?
Well, usually it just takes from 10 to 15 minutes for them to get out to us, but because we were so far away, this time it took about 45 minutes.
Well, you're back in Phuc Vinh now. You've been back here for a day or two. About how much longer do you expect to be here before going back out to the reconnaissance area once more?
Well, I expect to get a frag order tomorrow, and we'll pack up and leave the next day.
What do you mean when you say frag order?
Well, frag order is fragmentation order. It's just a order that we get to tell us where we're going and what support we'll have.
We put you on the alert that you're going to be moving out soon, then.
That's right.
Do you make any special preparations before moving out on one of these missions?
Yes, we do. We coordinate with our intelligence sergeant. He gets all the intelligence from the area. And we rehearse everything that we're going to do on the mission.
What do you think about this H Company? Is it a pretty good outfit or not?
That's right. I think it's the best.
How about the training? Pretty easy or pretty difficult?
It's very rough, but it's worthwhile.
Rich, you're soon to be a sergeant, I understand. When do you think that's going to come to pass?
Very soon, I hope.
I'm sure you do. Where's your home back in the United States?
Marmot, West Virginia.
All right, sir, thank you very much, and the very best of luck to you on the remainder of your tour. Specialist 4, Richard Arden, a team leader with Company H Rangers, 75th Infantry Airborne, with the 1st Air Cavalry Division in the Republic of Vietnam. This is Army Master Sergeant Revis Taylor.